Breitbart spoil on Triggered, Daniel Penny case shows how sick and twisted justice system is, Pam Bondi has work cut out for her. By Hannah Knudsen on December 10, 2024. The entire Daniel Penny case shows how sick and twisted the justice system is in America. Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle said during a Monday appearance on Donald Trump Jr.'s Triggered podcast, noting that President-elect Donald Trump's incoming nominees have their work cut out for them. What a news day. Daniel Penny is acquitted, but it should have never, ever gotten to this point in the first place, Trump Jr. said at the beginning of his show. Marine veteran Daniel Penny was found not guilty of negligent homicide today, ending a trial that should have never, ever happened in the first place. I mean, think about it, all the witnesses are there saying he saved our lives. He protected us. Whatever it may be, the guy has a rap sheet 50 pages long. And they want to throw a good Samaritan, a Marine in jail for life, for stepping in and protecting them. What kind of precedent would that set? Trump Jr. asked on the day Penny was acquitted for the murder of Jordan Neely, the latter of whom was threatening people on the subway in 2023, prompting Penny to step in. Daniel Penny is a hero, and he clearly committed no crime. More broadly, though, this represents a larger shift in America following the election of my father, he continued. I can almost guarantee you that if the election went the other way, this jury would have likely gone the other way as well, because people are afraid of the insanity that's going on. Toward the end of the podcast, Trump asked special guest Boyle what he made of the case. I just think that this whole thing just shows you how sick and twisted our justice system is, Boyle began. This never should have been charged with to begin with, right? Thank God there's some jurors on that jury who did the right thing here. But I mean, we've got serious problems with our justice system, he said, noting that they are focused on all the wrong things. And so I think we need some real serious top-to-bottom reform. Let's put it this way, Attorney General Bondi has her work cut out for her. So does FBI Director Kash Patel, right? Like we've got a lot of work ahead of us on this front, Boyle said, adding that state attorneys general do as well. I mean, again, this was just a total perversion of justice, so I'm glad to see the outcome the way that it came. And hopefully we will see some real change moving forward as a result afterwards, he added. Watch the full episode.